city streets you used to walk along with me. And every step I take reminds me of just how it used to be.
America tonight. Welcome to the show. Right, left, and here we are, front and center, a couple of days away from the official election day. And a lot of people are early voting, others waiting till the day, because that's just a traditional thing they do. Ultimately, the presidential race right now is neck and neck in the polls. Just 1 point differentiates Obama and Romney. In the end, it matters who has the most momentum heading into the final slide. I mean, this is the head for home. And either you're sliding in and you're going to be safe and you got it, or else you're out. Who is out after Tuesday? Who's out after Tuesday? Which might be a moot point, because if it's razor thin, Ohio counting votes because of the crazy change in the way they're doing absentee ballots, and they need provisional ballots, we might be looking at a November 17th. Can you imagine? So, coming up this hour, we're going to talk about this. I really want to know from you. I know, even if you have one eye open, and as I said, I don't care what your politics are, who do you think has the momentum heading into these last couple of days here? We have some odds and ends, some crazy odds and ends. I was thinking about this. You know, probably the storm damage in the 20 states is going to cost $60 billion. You're going to need FEMA money of $60 billion. So where's that money coming from? It's very ironic. New Jersey and New York hit so hard that you have this exciting thing happening. Lady Liberty. Since I grew up partially in New York and then we moved down to the road in Philly, when I was a kid, nothing was more exciting to me. There's two things. One, going by Independence Hall, because I used to go by there all the time, and I loved it. I loved the whole Constitution idea and what I'd learned in history when I was really young. I mean, you know, even when I was like 6 and 7 years old. And the other thing that I thought was cool as a kid, which some of you can relate to because you've made the trek to New York, and what do people want to see when they come to New York City? You know what the number one thing is? They think of the Empire State Building, but everybody wants to go to the Statue of Liberty. So the crown is reopened. It's been closed forever. So here you have the opening of the crown. You can go all the way up to the top of the Statue of Liberty and look out of the crown, and you would be able to see New York. You'd be able to see all kinds of things from that distance. And who knows what you'll be seeing because of the devastation. There was so much debris floating in the Hudson. I mean, a lot of that's been cleared up, but there still is massive problems with the Hudson in New York City, in Long Island. You know, pick different spots where some of it's worse than others. But there's absolutely no question that people are in the dark, 8.2 million, up and down the coastline. They're restoring power as fast as they can. It's different electric companies that are dealing with this. There's gas lines because of the lack of getting the petro. It's not the refineries. They might have gotten banged around, but nothing was broke. So there wasn't anything awful that happened to the refineries. They weathered the storm. Whew. We dodged a bullet with that one, or all of us would be paying for that. But the bottom line is that somebody's got to come up with this money. And, you know, we don't have unlimited funds here. So think about disasters and the disasters we've had the last year, the last 3 years, what it's been. The last 3 years. So FEMA's going to have to ask Congress for more money. Of course, they don't have the money for this. How are we coming up with this money when we're talking about the trillion that we're already in having problems with our deficit? So just get ready. Just get ready. If you're worried about the tax question, oh, yes. I think you can feel the taxes and the people with their hands in your pockets from the government. I really think that, especially after what we've just seen happen thanks to Sandy. Now, Romney swears that's not going to happen on his watch. Obama talks about the rich people having to pay more and what he considers to be rich, which is $200,000 or $250,000. Bottom line is, this is it. It's put up or shut up time. Whoever has the most momentum, it really may be what it comes down to. You have to have the electoral votes. I've said this all along. Remember, there's always this, it could always be that you've got, it could always happen that you have somebody who's got the popular vote, but they don't have the electoral numbers. So if I look at some of the closer polls, Obama's been at 47%, Romney at 46 in a lot of them for maybe 3-4 days running. So statistically, that's insignificant. That means it's a toss-up. Only 11% of Romney supporters say they might change their mind. Just 8% of Obama's people are saying the same thing about the president, though we got our mind made up. About a quarter, 26% of registered voters have already cast their ballots. Obama leads by 52% to 43%. So that number's turned around a little bit. And it's not, doesn't necessarily mean anything, because Democrats traditionally voted earlier more than Republicans. A lot of Republicans apparently like to go to the polls on the day. And the poll that I just quoted was the Reuters Ipsos poll. We've done that a lot. We've done a lot of the different polls in the past year and a half. You know, it's the whole numbers thing. But 26% of registered voters have already voted. In fact, among all of my close friends, everyone but one group of friends have voted. That's it. I mean, everyone's already voted. They've already done it. Friends in California, friends back east have done it. Did it before Sandy, Superstorm Sandy hit, and predictions are running wild all over the place. It's the 270. 270 is the number. And you have to, if for Romney to take this, he has to be able to come up with a big couple of swing states. So his people are out there pushing to see if they can, you know, make some noise, shake some things up. So November 6th, just around the corner, people are scrambling. And they're scrambling to get voting places set up. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to tell you what Chris Christie, we're going to let you hear what Chris Christie has to say about those gas lines. Plus, wouldn't you like to unring a bell or two that might make a difference in this election? We're going to talk about that.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Tonight. So it's about long gas lines and momentum. Momentum. Who has the momentum? We have a big affiliate in, of course, in Bridgeport, Connecticut. I was talking about how tough it's been for them. So hi to all the people listening to us on WICC. Great, awesome heritage station there. And we know that even the station, they were talking about the power outage affecting them. It was, you know, that widespread. Connecticut got slammed. It's funny, we mentioned naturally New Jersey and New York because you saw so much damage. But trust me, and I said this, we knew that our friends in Connecticut were going to have problems because of Irene. They were right in that same position. And so certainly they're struggling, too, to get power up and going. A big chunk of people, a big swath across Connecticut are dealing with flooding, are dealing with the gas problems too, and are dealing with trying to get the electricity going. That's the major number one thing, get the electricity going. And there's actually going to be a thing for some of the people that are might be worried about polling places and what are they going to do for polling places. I'm going to tell you about what I heard about that's going to happen in New Jersey in a second. But here's the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, talking about the problem of Petro and getting it.
Much more of a power issue than it is a supply issue. Many gas stations do have gas, but don't have the power to pump it.
So we have it, but we don't have the power to pump it. Or we don't have it and can't get it in. But it's not what you're thinking. People are thinking automatically refinery, refinery, refinery. And thank goodness at least it's not a refinery thing. So with these states that are just storm ripped up and racked all over the place, some of you listening to me in those states, what are they going to do on November 6th? They got to scramble to get some voting places rather set up. In New Jersey, they're talking about having voting possibilities on trucks, setting up trucks, giant trucks, to be able to do it that way. Well, that would work with trailers. You could do that, I bet, with trailers. That might be even another thought that if we have to do it this way, then we'll do it with trailers. So the voting may be a little bit off, I think, in some parts of the East, but if they're set up and people know, and it's even though it's disrupted, I think you'll see that you'll have people that will go out and vote. They just have to know where to vote. And see, here's the problem: you've got to have the voting machines. They do have battery backup, I guess. At least in New York, the State Board of Elections is saying it, but they have to have generators at polling places, and they don't have an unlimited supply of generators, so that's going to be a problem because you have to have electricity. Think of the way people vote. So this is still, I mean, this is like mad dash cramming. It seemed like everything was laid out, and then once Sandy was coming, then this threw a monkey wrench into the plan. So they're trying to figure out, well, if we can restore electricity to the schools, they can be polling places. That should be pretty smooth. If we can get that done, then we'll be all right. In New York especially, they're saying that. And, you know, Cape May County, a place where I spent a ton of time, Cape May, New Jersey, a historic Victorian beach town, the furthest tip in New Jersey, they're saying that they're going to have to combine things, that it's such a mess and there's so many things that are underwater and they're out of power. They're concerned about even having enough volunteers to staff the sites because you've got poll workers who live on barrier islands and they had to be moved because of the storm. In Connecticut, I was just talking about our great friends in Connecticut. The governor, Dan Malloy, signed an executive order extending voter registration's deadline until Thursday. It had been, before that, it had been Wednesday because of the people that were affected by Sandy. And Connecticut has some strict voting rules. They don't have early voting, and people can only request an absentee ballot if they're out of the area. So that adds to the drama. That adds to the drama there. And then you've got the, you know, you've got the people in Connecticut scrambling as well to try to see if they can get to figure out what their needs are, because they got 260 local election people that they have to deal with, and they have to have something in place. Can polling places be moved? The answer is, well, of course, but they have to have electricity, and they have to have places where they can do it and get people know, let people know that they can go and vote there. And the thing that's on so many people's minds, and this gets lost in this, even with me talking about things right away with the gas lines and the election, is the loss of life. 70 people at least. I mean, that number's still climbing. It's not, we're not done. We don't know that that's it for now. I mean, hopefully, yes. But the damage is one thing and it's terrible. But you certainly have to think about the people who lost their lives in this, where they stepped outside. And a couple of people stepped outside, stepped into the wrong puddle, and they were electrocuted, for goodness sake. That's just terrible that happened. People were hit by trees, flooding, electrical shocks, car crashes were part of the storm. Flying debris was another problem for a lot of people. I mean, the destruction is just absolutely, terrible. 4.6 million homes at the height of this thing. Now it's down to 3.8. But that was how many people and were hit with out power. So this continues to be the overall story that you just can't bury it because it's affecting things. It's affecting Amtrak travel. They finally got that going between New York City and Philly and Trenton. They finally got that going pretty much on time and working right on Thursday night. But they're dealing with, you know, other things like in Kentucky. In Louisville, Kentucky, they had a derailed tanker that was burning, and that just burned and burned and burned. And finally, it looks like they got that out, but it burned for days. I mean, for absolutely for days. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, unringing a bell. Have you ever heard that expression? Oh, if we could only unring that bell. Take it back, in other words. Take back what was said, whatever, if we could just unring that bell. I opened up talking about momentum and who has the most momentum in this election, but how about some of those bells that may end up determining what happens here? If a bell could be unrung, what would that bell be? What would the bell be? Something that was said or somebody connected to the election, something that could make a big difference in the possibly in the results of what happens here with the tight race. All right, raise your hand if that reminds you of school. Does that remind you of having to get up just for get up and go to school? Oh, it's the worst sound in the world, isn't it? The sound of an alarm clock. If you're lucky, you don't have to get up to the sound of a ringing bell. You can wake up when you want to wake up. Very few people have that because most people have an alarm clock that wakes them up in the morning to get where they're going. Or, like many of you wonderful third shifters, you got an alarm clock, but you don't have an alarm clock usually on the other side when you go to bed because you'll get up in time unless you're just completely wiped out. So unringing a bell, it can sink you if the wrong things are said, the wrong people are backing you, wrong information comes out. What would they be? I did a whole list of things. I was just sitting there thinking about, wow, if I'm the Obama people, what bell would I definitely want to, if I could unring it? If I were the Romney people, what bells would I want to unring? Yeah. Think about it. That's next here on America Tonight.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Love that brilliance, unringing a bell. If either campaign could unring a few of them, what do you think could be costly to either side? I can give you a recent one from Mitt Romney, the Jeep to China comment, Chrysler denying it. Remember, he was making a big stand about China, and his campaign, they shut up about the whole Jeep thing because there were so many jokes made about that. And then there were other silly little unringing of a bell things that you could attach to Mitt Romney, tying the dog to the top of the car for the family vacation. Certainly the Democrats got a lot of fodder out of that. I don't know that that changes anyone's mind when it comes to voting. And I got a whole bunch of Obama ones for you. And the one that's most recent is the one I mentioned before. If he could unring a bell, if I were a Democratic strategist, man, I'd want to redo in that first debate. He looked like he didn't know, didn't care, was someplace else. His mind was in a different room, something. He was horrible. And that, there's no denying it. He was horrible in the first debate. He even made jokes about it. He knows he was bad. And everyone was able to really beat him up for it. Saturday Night Live had a field day with him after the first debate, and that was a bell that you would want to unring. Democrats were tearing their hair out and saying this has cost him the election. Unringing bells, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Let's go to Stacy in Mississippi. Hey, Stacy, how are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing good, buddy. Feel good. It's, yeah, we're getting up close to election day. I think you already, did you already vote?
Oh, you can believe that. like I told you before, and I'm going to try to make this quick, I used to be a Democrat. That's past tense. Obama changed that for me. But just like I told you about people getting gassed all by the storm, may God be with all of them and everything. Just like I said, told you about food and gas and all, and I was right. And you remember me, the other night I told you that. But But the main thing I want to say is, regardless, and God bless them people, may God be with them, but the election still go out. Okay, a lot of people, I don't know who's the one that predicted this or whatever, world's going to end in 2013. I don't mean the world, everybody's going to quit moving or whatever, but you kind of understand what it means. Well, I'm going to tell you.
Sure, like the Mayan calendar, yeah.
If Obama is reelected, the worst is yet to come. I mean, people that don't know, if you vote for Obama, you're the only one that's dumber than Obama. I mean, people, you've got to get out and vote. We have got to get this man out of office. He is already destroying America. It would take your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, your great-great-grandchildren, and never pay off the debts that that man's already created. He's making it worse. He's making our military so weak that anybody as big as a pencil lead could come to America and anybody to take over us now, right now, as we speak, because of Obama. If anybody votes for Obama, you're a freaking nut. People, get out and vote. America, please get out and vote, and let's get this man out of office. He's destroying our country. He does not love our country. I love being able to get out and deer hunt, fish, everything else. Things like that are not going to be the same. Miss King, I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to America.
Sure.
Please, people, get out and vote. Let's get this man out of office. If you don't, you can blame yourself, but I tell you what, he's got 4 more years. That's the 4 years that you want to live with for the rest of your life, and for how long that might be, and the world might come to an end if he's reelected in 2013. It's because of him being reelected. Please,
right.
I pray to God, get out and vote, and let's get this man out of office. I pray to God, people got sense in America.
Stacey, let me ask you a question. Do you feel like Romney has momentum? Do you feel like he has the momentum? Because people are feeling just like you are that, hey, economically, the deficit is going to kill us. It's not going to, children, grandchildren, they're never going to be able to dig out of this. And if you look at the military, the cutting all the funding for the military, it's making us weak and more vulnerable. Just a couple of reasons that you mentioned. Do you think that there are enough people that really feel that way, that we're Democrats, that will vote for Romney instead?
Well, let me be honest with you. I talked to a lot of people. My dad's been the mayor for 30 years. I talked to a lot of people. But you know what? There's a lot of people that put signs in their yard, this, that, and another. There's a lot of people that don't get out of it. They talk all this bull crap, but they don't get out and vote.
Right.
People have got to get out and vote. Yes, people feel that way. Yes, I'm asking questions. But people do not get out and vote. Do they need a swift kick in the ass or something other to get out and vote? If people don't get out and vote and get this man out of office, our country is gone. I mean, my God, America, wake up. What the hell is wrong with you? Wake up. Excuse my language. My God, I've been a Democrat my entire life. I'm 47 years old, and I am tired of this one man coming in, destroying our country in 4 damn years, and people going to sit back and not do a damn thing about it and let him do it. They're going to sit there like a fool and reelect him.
Stacey says you got to get out and vote, and that's the problem. I agree with him there. I think that no matter how you vote, you got to go out and vote. But what he's talking about is talking about the economic situation and feeling that the economics will get that much worse if we have 4 more years of the same thing. What do you think? How many people agree with that, or how many people think that Obama is getting pummeled unfairly? Is there anyone listening to me that feels like that's not true and that's not where we're headed? One of the things that Stacey said that I absolutely agree with is the military. The problem with cutting too much military is, you know, there's that old saying, and remember, there was a famous president who said it, that we needed to, the U.S. needed to walk softly but carry a big stick. If you don't have the threat, there was a reason why we're the superpower, that America's a free, wonderful country, and everybody wants to, you know, so many people want to come to America because of the opportunity, but you know that we've got the military to back up whatever it is. So with the cutting of the military, even a guy like Panetta is tearing his hair out over the possibility of losing more funding with the fiscal cliff, you know, with the automatic cuts, in other words, that would fall down on his department. How much can you cut from a voluntary military? How much can you cut from the armed forces altogether? And, you know, what are we talking about? And we can argue drones versus, okay, well, this, it's a different kind of warfare now, and there are different things that we don't need. And I agree with that. There's things that could be resources that could be switched, like in areas like Germany. We need to have a presence in Germany because we need Germany as a stopping off point to get to the Middle East, to get to other places. That's a huge refueling station, a definite presence that we have to have. But why are we giving so many countries that we gave aid to the same amount of money? Why are we still writing them the checks when they don't need our money? There we could use those resources and reallocate those in different directions. And I think it is a big mistake to completely gut more of the military. And you could argue about the amount of money of the military, because that's always the argument on the other side. Well, but look at the amount, how much of the budget and whatever. You just got to start to add up what we're talking about. And even drones cost a fortune. Drones, and what's the personnel for drones? And what about just in general where we are stations, where we have to be stationed? So, yeah, I agree with him there. There's no question about that. The other thing I would say is, and Obama hasn't talked about this, what is happening with the businesses, the corporate tax rate has to come down. And it's not about, oh, well, why do we feel bad for the corporations? It's not about, remember, that was a gaffe of Romney's. I would put that as a bell that he would like to unring when he said that corporations are people too, because that was a stupid thing for Romney to say, and he knows it. But his point that he was trying to make, I think he just missed his point, about the corporations being overtaxed, therefore they create jobs. And like it or not, it doesn't matter if some rich guy starts a corporation, how many people are getting jobs from that company, and some of them pretty decent paying jobs, good paying jobs. If we don't have those companies, if you don't have corporations, then not everybody is going to start a corporation and be an entrepreneur. Not everybody can do that. So therefore, that's where you run into those brick walls. And too much of our business is overseas because of the tax breaks. I said this when I came back from Ireland. The thing that I didn't realize is how many of our companies are in Ireland because for 4 years they don't pay any corporate tax. So Facebook, LinkedIn, Apple, they're all there. Google, they're all there because it's cheap. I mean, yes, they have a presence in the United States, but they also have a presence there because they don't have to pay corporate tax. All right, unringing bells. We got a few other ones for you, too, as well, on both sides of this. Hang through, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. is, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine, survival gardening, growing heirloom seeds,
negotiating for your life,
surviving violent climate change, radiation survival, economic collapse,
disease prevention,
raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food,
defending your home and family,
surviving tornadoes,
water filtration and purification,
build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms, nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices,
earthquakes, tornadoes? Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Sheely, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one-day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Campaign is out there chanting. I just drove by a group of protesters today, and they were out there chanting 4 more years. We have our own chant. It's 5 more days, all right? I think I know what brings you here. This is an election of consequence. This election matters. All elections matter to some degree, but this one will set the course for America, not just for 4 years, but for a decade or a generation.
Mitt Romney talking about Obama and the people chanting, his supporters, etc. And the question that came up, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? We're talking about bells that both campaigns would like to unring. I said for Obama, certainly the number one thing is that first debate, because that dragged on, gave Romney momentum, asking who has the most momentum now. That gave him a lot of juice in the polls and people talking about what the president didn't seem to know and what he did know. There are a few other things that you could certainly relate to the Obama campaign, places where they dropped the ball, where you had even a Democratic strategist who was on one of the shows and attacked Ann Romney for what would she know about economics? She's a housewife. Ooh, that was a big mistake. That would be a bell that you would want. Her name was Hillary Rosen, by the way. That would be a bell you'd want to unring. Why? Because people really were able to talk about that and run with that for a while. The Republicans, it was, you know, it was raw meat to be able to throw that up. The Romney campaign had a few of their own gaffes. I mentioned the Jeep to China thing. That wasn't good. You had the, you had a really big one with Romney when he made the statement after winning, and this goes all the way back to February, where he made the statement after winning the Florida primary, where he said, he was, and this is the question setup thing, where he said, I'm not concerned about the very poor. We have a safety net there. It needs repair. I'll fix it. I'm not concerned about the very rich. They're doing just fine. I'm concerned about the very heart of America, the 90%, 95% of Americans right now who are struggling, and I'll continue to take that message to the nation. So he was being pressed about remarks about the poor, and he was talking about food stamps and Medicaid and housing vouchers, and said you can choose where to focus. You can focus on the rich. That's not my focus. And he got all lost in that whole thing. And then there are people on both sides, like Biden, you know, point to any of his gaffes and how much that ended up hurting Obama here and there, and then point to the Missouri race where you had Todd Akin, the congressman running for Senate against Claire McCaskill, and his comment about the legitimate rape, you know, that kind of grabbed onto Romney a little bit, and that was just a question of why did you even go there? Why not answer the question? And then you stretch it out further, and that kind of was tied to Romney too. So the bottom line is I would say both campaigns had things that they would want to unring if they could. But then you move on because there's always some other gaffe. There's always something else that's happening that will, I think, that changes the direction. And that goes to the momentum thing I'm trying to describe. We know in sports you have momentum. We know in life you have momentum. Any of you guys out there who are salespeople, you know what I'm talking about, where you go through those lulls and all of a sudden, boom, it clicks. You get on a roll. You got momentum. Oh, your mojo's working. You got the free golf clubs, the trip to Hawaii, the whatever, because you were the best salesperson. But just a year ago, you were struggling. You got the momentum. You got that momentum back. And the momentum is so important in a campaign, the tail end, the last part of it, the last month, the last 3 weeks, the last week, all of that's important. Let's go out to Ed in Alabama. Hey, Ed, how are you?
Hey, how you doing? I was listening to the show, that last guy, I don't know. Hey, I just want to ask you something. This is the first time I ever heard your show. Are you a Republican or a Democrat? Can you answer that for me?
Yes, I can answer that. I'm an independent.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's kind of like me then, because I never heard you before, but of course you're doing a good job. But look, I just want to say this. I'm a truck driver. And everybody is talking about how bad the economy is, but almost everywhere I go, between 11 and 2 o'clock, and sometimes later, you know, you can't even go into some of these restaurants, and as far as I know, they don't take food stamps. And I'm a lot better off than I was 4 years ago, but I wouldn't say it was because of Obama, but I think Romney is selling the American people a bad check. You know, he got Limbaugh and Hannity, you know, which ain't nothing but an advertising agency for the Republican Party. But I mean, they're giving them a bad check because look, Obama can't really help you. I know he can pass some policies, but you got to do it yourself if you want your grandkids and your kids to be all right. You're not guaranteed a job. So I want people to think about that. And Obama, as far as I'm concerned, he ain't done a bad job, and I don't see no reason why we should change. I mean, somebody needs to explain to me where all these people getting all this money from to go to the mall. Back home where I live at, you can't find a space in a mall on a Saturday afternoon. So where all these people getting all this money from if the economy is so bad?
Yeah, but here's the thing, Ed, it might be where you are, because I could point to the opposite, where people are struggling because of loss of job, whether they have education, don't have secondary education, and they're struggling. And I could also point to, see, I disagree with you. I think Obama is a nice guy, but has not been effective. I think there are times where he dropped the ball because he was too worried about how he was taking it in the chin. He wasn't as transparent. However, and you know, talking about Hannity or talking about Limbaugh, remember, Ed, you also have MSNBC where you've got Ed Schultz and you've got Rachel Maddow. So you have, I think on both sides of this, you definitely have people who are pushing the agenda of either side. The key question is like you, what you just said there, are you better off today than, you know, 4 years ago compared to now is the question you ask yourself. And I think that one of the biggest concerns I would be worried about, and I've really delved into this, is healthcare. I think we need healthcare reforms. It's ridiculous we haven't had that, and it's about the insurance companies. But Ed, that's going to bite a lot of people in the rear end. And there's going to be people that are not going to be able to pay what they're going to have to pay, and ultimately even getting fined by the IRS. You know, that's the problem. And businesses who are just going to dump the whole health insurance altogether. You wait and see. I think that's a huge problem, and economically it's a problem.
Well, I mean, most people can't afford health care right now. So
That's a problem.
I mean, look, I just don't buy into this bad economy. I know we have some problems in the housing industry, but there's more factors to this. You know, like a lot of these companies are going for more profits.
Yeah.
They're getting one person to do two people's jobs.
Sure.
And look, in the industry that I'm in, they're building truck stops everywhere. So that means that there's jobs in the trucking and the logistics industry. So, I mean, this just don't add up to me. I mean, something don't add up here.
Right. So you're saying, but hey, and I respect that. You're saying, listen, so it. Don't lay this all on Obama because he's the president. He can only do so much. There is some truth to that for sure. Because
right, yeah,
here's the thing.
Ahead, right.
Because here's the thing. If you put in Romney or you put in Kate Delaney or you put in Ed from Alabama, we have veto power. We have executive order power. We are the leader of the free world. We do have some serious say. But we don't have the legislative power to make the laws. So we're not making the laws, but we can, you know, we can certainly squash them. But you got to look at Congress. Congress is a huge key to this whole thing. And so it's not only about the presidential side of this. And for some reason, a lot of people forget that. That's important, my friend. Any thoughts on the show? Thanks for the call, Ed. Send them to me, americatonight.net.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.